Work no longer has clear boundaries. A major factor in the mounting stress level is that the actual nature of our jobs has changed much more dramatically and rapidly than have our training for and our ability to deal with work. In just the last half of the 20th century, what constituted work in the industrial world was transformed from assembly line, make it and move it kinds of activity to what Peter Drucker has so aptly termed knowledge work. In the old days, work was self-evident. Fields were to be plowed, machines tooled, boxes packed, cows milked, widgets cranked. You knew what work had to be done. You could see it. It was clear when the work was finished or not finished. Now, for many of us, there are no edges to most of our projects. Most people I know have at least half a dozen things they're trying to achieve right now, and even if they had the rest of their lives to try, they wouldn't be able to finish these to perfection. You're probably faced with the same dilemma. How good could that conference potentially be? How effective could the training program be, or the structure of your executive's compensation package? How inspiring is the essay you're writing? How motivating the staff meeting? How functional the reorganization? And a last question, how much available data could be relevant to doing those projects better? The answer is an infinite amount, easily accessible, or at least potentially so, through the web. On another front, the lack of edges can create more work for everyone. Many of today's organizational outcomes require cross-divisional communication, cooperation, and engagement. Our individual office silos are crumbling, and with them is going the luxury of not having to read CC'd emails from the marketing department, or from human resources, or from some ad hoc deal-with-a-certain-issue committee.